Today's News at Noon is sponsored by E.T. Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It is 79 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. An undocumented migrant arrested and accused of threatening to assassinate President Trump may have been set up.
The case involves a 54-year-old Mexican man who is said to have sent handwritten letters threatening to kill the president. The Homeland Security Secretary heralded his arrest. Now Wisconsin officials say that man, Ramon Morales Reyes, was himself a victim of a setup. Noting he can't speak or write English, they've now charged a Milwaukee inmate who had already been accused of assaulting Morales Reyes and stealing his bike with sending the letters to prevent him from testifying at trial this summer. That inmate, Demetric Deshaun Scott, now faces witness intimidation counts.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Senate lawmakers continue debating the GOP reconciliation bill. President Trump criticizing some hardline and fiscal conservatives on social media posts who could hold up the bill's passage. Newark's Mayor Ross Baraka filing a lawsuit against New Jersey interim U.S. Attorney Alina Haba following his arrest at an immigration detention facility. This is ABC News. TikTok has unveiled changes allowing users to customize their experience on the platform as well as block the things that they don't want to see. One change is called Managed Topics.
Now you can personalize your feed by adjusting how often you see content from over 10 popular categories like travel, sports, and creative arts, or cinnamon tortilla rolls, we'll see. For example, if you want more nature, less sports, no problem. With Managed Topics, you control how often popular topics show up in your feed.
ABC's Stephanie Ramos. In Italy, tourists had to flee again this week as Mount Etna erupted, sending hikers scrambling. Officials, though, are stressing that residents in the area are not in danger. Scientists say the latest eruption at Mount Etna has also caused the mountain to grow. It is now measured more than 11,000 feet high. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpsons Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, Colloy Contracting, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 79 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for an air quality alert for the entire listening area. Occasional showers, a few thunderstorms with highs in the 70s before falling into the 60s. Tonight, periods of rain ending late, a low of 54, and tomorrow, clouds mixing with sun gradually and mild, a high of 77. In Richland Center, after a high earlier of 81, it's 79 degrees.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Looking for a safer, more convenient way to handle your packages? Corton, Maine is now an official UPS access point, which means package pickup and drop-off just got a whole lot easier. No more waiting around for deliveries or worrying about packages left on your doorstep. Sending something out? Just stop by and drop it off. It's quick, secure, and on your schedule. Whether you're a busy professional, a small business owner, or someone who just likes convenience, Corton, Maine makes it simple to stay on top of your shipping without the stress. Corton, Maine, now your local UPS access point. Safe, simple, on your schedule. We are located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon.
Good afternoon. It's 79 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is recommending Wisconsinites reduce their outdoors today and into tomorrow due to ongoing air quality advisories resulting from Canadian wildfire smoke. Smoke will be moving from the northwest to the southeast across the state throughout the day. An air quality advisory is in effect for the full state, effective through noon tomorrow. Expect some impact on air quality to continue through most of this week. People with heart or lung disease, older adults, and children should consider making outdoor activities shorter and less intense and reduce heavy exertion. Stay indoors, close doors and windows, avoid activities that increase indoor pollution, vacuuming, frying food, burning candles, or using gas-powered appliances. Install a high-efficiency air filter and use an N95 mask if outdoors for long periods. This is the second time this year that an air quality advisory has been issued in Wisconsin. Both have been a direct result of Canadian wildfire smoke. Air quality advisories are expected to continue through the summer as wildfires continue to occur. The DNR asks the public to stay vigilant as advisories are issued. At the Capitol, the clock is running on the next two-year state budget. Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Republican legislative leaders have met twice so far. The two sides are attempting to reach consensus on tax cuts while the Joint Finance Committee works on the budget. If lawmakers don't pass a new budget by the end of June, current spending levels will continue. A drawn-out impasse into late summer or fall would not be welcome by Wisconsin's local governments and school districts, who need to know what their shared revenue and general school aid payments will be for their own budget planning. The last time that happened was in 2007, when then-Governor Jim Doyle and Republican lawmakers reached a compromise in October. Dozens of retired state and federal judges think the case against Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan should be dismissed. Dugan is facing federal charges for allegedly obstructing immigration and customs enforcement agents in April as they tried to detain Mexican immigrant Eduardo Flores Ruiz, the Milwaukee County Courthouse. Flores Ruiz was arrested outside of the courthouse a short time later, and the FBI arrested Dugan at the courthouse a week later. An amicus brief in Dugan's case was filed Friday, signed by 138 retired judges, including former federal judges appointed by Republican and Democratic presidents. Echoing arguments made by Dugan's attorneys, the judges conclude her conduct seems in line with official acts of a judge. For that reason, she should be immune from prosecution. An innovative effort to keep food waste out of the landfill. Dane County residents are now able to compost food scraps for free at 5 24-hour drop-off sites throughout the county, with a 6 to be added later this summer. Food and yard waste are among the biggest contributors to the Dane County landfill, making up over one-third of what gets dumped there, according to the county's Department of Waste and Renewables. Burying food and organic waste in the landfill produces methane, a greenhouse gas that's at least 20 times more potent than carbon dioxide. Acceptable waste includes fruit and vegetable scraps, coffee grounds and loose tea, eggshells, beans, nuts, shells, and seeds, all of which will be collected and taken to Purple Cow Organics, a regional resource for composting since 2008. A pair of Wisconsin Democratic Congress members visited an ICE detention facility in Dodge County Monday. Second District Representative Mark Pocan says there weren't any ICE officials on location during the visit, which made getting certain information difficult. Pocan says they couldn't get details on how many people were detained and what the makeup of the detainees was or why they were there. Pocan was joined by fellow Democrat Congresswoman Gwen Moore, who was conducting congressional oversight on the facility. Trial begins for a Green Bay Correctional Institution inmate who allegedly killed his cellmate. Jackson Vogel faces one count of first-degree intentional homicide for the August 27th death of Michael Loreno at the Alouez prison. The charges include hate crime enhancers, as Vogel allegedly targeted Loreno due to his race and sexual preference. Vogel told police he choked Loreno. Loreno had 18 months left on a 3-year sentence for crimes in Waukesha and Columbia counties. Vogel is serving a 20-year sentence for trying to kill his mother in Two Rivers when he was 16. Vogel's trial began on Monday morning and is expected to last 4 days. If convicted, he faces a mandatory life prison. Don't get scammed while booking a summer vacation. Lisa Schiller with the Better Business Bureau says you should only be working with a trusted travel agent or online booking site rather than third parties. Also, be sure to only pay with a credit card and never use strange payments like wire transfers or gift cards. If you're going to book a short-term rental, don't be afraid to check a map website to see if the property that's being offered actually exists. Schiller says any deal that seems too good to be true shouldn't be trusted. The Minnesota Department of Health says the cases are related and are Minnesota's third and fourth confirmed measles cases in 2025. The first case involves an adult who was exposed during domestic air travel outside of Minnesota. The second case involved an unvaccinated child who was infectious while at the theme park inside Mall of America on May 24th. MDH says anyone at the mall on May 24th between 5 and 9 may have been exposed and should be aware of any symptoms that develop until June 14th. So far this year, Wisconsin has had no reported cases of the measles. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson is calling for the state to lift its vaccine requirements for kids attending school or child care programs. During an event in Milwaukee last week, Senator Johnson said he believes some childhood illnesses, like measles, have been eradicated through better hygiene and sanitation, not just the vaccine. The comments also come as measles outbreaks pop up across the country, with over 1,000 confirmed cases in 31 states. Kids are required to receive the vaccine under state law to attend school or child care programs. Republican lawmakers are proposing new legislation to fine Wisconsin residents who intentionally misrepresent their pet as a service animal. The bill would change the definition of a service animal under state law to more closely align with federal law. Current state law considers any animal trained to assist people with a disability to be a service animal, but federal law is restricted to dogs and miniature horses. Residents who violate the law could be subject to a $200 fine for their first offense and a $500 fine for subsequent offenses. There is currently a vacancy in Supervisory District 11 of the Richland County Board. Persons interested in being appointed as a county board supervisor from the vacant district should submit name and address and a brief statement of your qualifications to serve on the county board to the county clerk in written form by 8 o'clock Monday morning, June 23rd. Applicants must be at least 18 years old and qualified to vote in District 11. The county clerk's mailing address is Post Office Box 310, Richland Center. The email address is derek.kalish@co.richland.wi.us. The fax number is 608-647-6134. The vacancy will be filled from the list of applicants at the first county board meeting after the expiration of the application deadline. That meeting will take place on Tuesday, July 15th at 7 o'clock in the Richland County Boardroom in the Richland County Courthouse. In a story we've been following, the National Weather Service is facing severe staffing shortages, and none of its Wisconsin offices currently has a chief meteorologist on staff. Savannah Tomei Olson has the latest.
Earlier this year, Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency cut or offered an approved early retirement to more than 500 employees of the National Weather Service, which monitors our severe weather, issues warnings, and surveys emergencies. And now, 30 NWS offices across the nation are without a chief meteorologist, including all of the ones here in Wisconsin. The state is covered by five NWS posts. Green Bay, Milwaukee, and La Crosse are based here, and the northwestern Wisconsin is covered by two offices in Minnesota. But neither Green Bay nor Milwaukee nor La Crosse have a chief meteorologist in charge right now. The Green Bay office had been launching weather balloons twice a day for about 80 years. Those balloons go up and collect data that can help create more accurate forecasts. Because of cuts from the Trump administration, the Green Bay post had to cut half their launches, and now they only do one per day. At least six offices in the country have had to suspend all overnight operations, meaning they're not properly staffed if there's any sort of severe weather event overnight. Now, according to reporting from CNN, the National Weather Service is about to hire about 125 new meteorologists and specialists. It's the start of hurricane season, which is expected to be more active than normal. And here at home, it's severe weather season. We've already had 22 tornadoes hit Wisconsin in 2025. On average, we usually only get 23 in a whole year. And June is the peak month for tornado activity here in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
With the Blackhawk Bridge that connects Wisconsin to Iowa closed indefinitely, DOT officials in Iowa and Wisconsin announced free water taxi services will begin on June 4th. Otherwise, people can cross the Mississippi River at La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. The 94-year-old bridge was closed on May 17th after a pier moved. Last year, the bridge was closed for nearly 2 months for emergency repairs. The DOT said it hasn't finalized any repair or reopening plans for the old bridge. A replacement bridge is scheduled to open in 2027. A Wisconsin man is facing charges accusing him of forging letters threatening President Donald Trump's life in an effort to get another man who was a potential witness against him in a criminal case deported. Prosecutors said in a criminal complaint filed Monday that Demetric D. Scott was behind letters sent to state and federal officials with the return address of Ramon Morales Reyes. Scott was charged Monday with felony witness intimidation, identity theft, and two counts of bail jumping. Immigration agents arrested Morales Reyes in May after he dropped his child off at school in Milwaukee. He remains in custody. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation Division of Motor Vehicles is warning consumers of another phishing scam where scammers are texting and pretending to be from Wisconsin DOT DMV to get individuals to click on fraudulent links or reveal personal information. This recent wave warns of a final notice or of an unspecified unpaid traffic violation. Some scams duplicate the look of official WIS.dot content. These are not from WIS.dot or DMV. On Monday, DMV noted an influx in customers calling and emailing with questions after receiving these unsolicited texts. A previous wave hit Wisconsin late March into early April. Wisconsin DMV urges consumers to be on the lookout and follow these tips. Be suspicious of demands for money in urgency. Do not share personal information with unsolicited emails or messages. If you have not signed up to receive email or text messages from DMV and receive an unsolicited text message or email from an unknown number or person, do not respond, engage with the caller, or click on links. And sign up for account activity alerts and renewal reminders by subscribing to Wisconsin DMV's eNotify. Like most bank accounts, you will receive confirmation of transactions on your account, which alerts you to any fraudulent activities. Sign up for eNotify at wisconsindmv.gov/eNotify. If you are the victim of a scam, you may consider filing a police report with the local law enforcement agency where you reside. Report it to the Federal Trade Commission and or the IC3 at ic3.gov. Speak to AARP's Fraud Watch helpline and find fraud victim support groups. Request a free credit report and research identity theft prevention at annualcreditreport.com/index.action. It's 76 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1221. Southwest Wisconsin Community Players has announced the cast for its summer production. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Prepare for the upcoming season with the Ready and Rolling sales event at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. You can benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt round balers and up to $7,500 on disc blind disc mower conditioners. Simpson's Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
It's currently a rainy 75 degrees in Richland Center at 1224. Nearly 24 theater hopefuls showed up to sing a song and read for the roles for the Community Players production of Little Shop of Horrors. Little Shop of Horrors is a horror comedy rock musical about a florist shop worker who raises a plant that eats human flesh and blood. The show was made into a 1986 movie that starred Rick Moranis and Steve Martin and was directed by Frank Oz. After 3 days of tryouts and another day of callbacks, director Cameron Cormacan made his choices. The cast will include Dave Van Halgren as Seymour, Faith Morga as Audrey, Glenn Dunn as Mr. Mushnick, Matt Rowe as Oren Civello, Maggie Keller as Ronette, Kate Stoda as Crystal, Cassidy Mancilla Young as Chiffon, and Michael Ames as the voice of Plant Audrey II. Additional roles will be filled by Chloe Hine, Ryan Whitman, Leo Murr, and Elise Staffelstein. There are still plenty of opportunities backstage for anyone who would like to get involved. People who can do simple carpentry to help build the set, along with painters, prop makers, or stagehands are needed. Everyone is welcome and anyone can get involved. For questions or more information, email communityplayerssww@gmail.com or call the show's director, Cameron Cormican, at 608-844-1245. Performances of The Little Shop of Horrors are scheduled for July 25th, 26th, 27th, and August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Tickets priced at $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children will be available at the door. You can volunteer for the Special Olympics Wisconsin later this week. The 2025 Summer Games will be held Thursday through Saturday on the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater campus. The university says roughly 300 volunteers are still needed for multiple roles through the weekend. No prior experience is needed to volunteer, and Special Olympics Wisconsin will provide training before the start of your shift. More than 1,400 athletes are set to compete in a number of events at UW-Whitewater's athletic facilities this weekend. More information can be found by visiting the Special Olympics of Wisconsin website. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources asked the public to take simple precautions to avoid spreading invasive species in June, which is Invasive Species Action Month, and all year long. Invasive species are non-native plants, animals, and diseases that cause environmental or economic harm or pose threats to human health. There are many species that are already widespread in the state, while others may pose a large risk of surviving and causing problems if they are introduced and become established here. The state's invasive species rule makes it unlawful to transport, transfer, introduce, or possess certain invasive species in Wisconsin without a permit. The regulations designate which species are restricted or prohibited based on factors including the degree of harm they may cause, the extent of their presence in the state, the potential for controlling the species, and the socioeconomic value as a species may hold. You can help to prevent the establishment and spread of invasive species. The DNR encourages reporting invasive species and offers these tips. When hiking and camping, stay on designated trails, roads, and other developed areas to avoid tracking invasive species to new locations. Follow Wisconsin's firewood rules to avoid moving harmful invasive pests and pathogens. When fishing and boating, clean all recreational equipment and gear after every use to protect Wisconsin's waters from fish diseases and aquatic invasive species. Inspect gear for dirt, mud, seeds, and other debris, removing as much as possible before launching and before leaving the landing. Drain all water from gear and compartments before leaving the water body. Dry gear for at least 5 days between uses to help eliminate invasive organisms. Never move live fish away from any water body. Fish are considered dead if on ice and not in water. The DNR also suggests when gardening, add beauty and variety to your yard with plants that are non-invasive. Native plants are excellent choices since they also benefit pollinators, birds, and other wildlife. The DNR's Plant Native Plants webpage is a resource to get started. To learn more, attend an event during the second annual Invasive Species Awareness Weekend, June 21st and 22nd. Events such as guided hikes, educational workshops, invasive species work days, and more are taking place around the state. These events are free and open to the public. To find an event near you, check out the Invasive Species Events and Volunteering page. If you are a landowner or forester and you're interested in attracting more birds to your area, there's an upcoming webinar you'll want to check out. The Wisconsin Center for Wildlife is holding Forestry for Birds events in June. They have a webinar on Friday, June 6th, followed by 3 Saturday field days. You can learn more and register at go.wisc.edu/forestry-birds. The Lower Wisconsin State Riverway Board will sponsor a series of canoe outings on the Wisconsin River in late June and July. The large Voyager replica canoes, commissioned by the state of Wisconsin in conjunction with the Sesquicentennial in 1998, will be used for the trips that will explore different segments of the river. Seating is limited to 14 people for each excursion, and reservations are required. A waiting list will be developed in case of cancellations. The excursions will be led by Mark Cupp, Riverway Board Executive Director. Water levels and weather permitting, a sandbar stop will be included in each trip. Participants should bring their own beverages, food, sunscreen, and bug spray. No glass containers are allowed. Life jackets and paddles will be provided, but participants are welcome to bring their own personal flotation device. Small groups may sign up for the trips, but should do so early to ensure that adequate space is available. The first trips are scheduled for Wednesday, June 18th from 9 to 1 from Muscadet to Port Andrew, and Thursday, June 19th from 9 to 2 from Lone Rock to Gotham. To make a reservation or to ask questions about the canoe trips, contact the Riverway Board office Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 at 608-739-3188 or by emailing marcia.curtis@wi.gov. Additional information may be found on the Riverway Board website or Facebook page. The High Grounds Annual Education Days will be held September 30th and October 1st for 5th grade middle schools and October 2nd and 3rd for high schools and adults. The 5th grade middle school students will experience a flag retirement ceremony conducted by the Daughters of the American Revolution, Ottawagam chapter, along with their guided tour. Schools need to pick the day in either the morning or afternoon session. A lunch break is not scheduled within the sessions. However, schools are welcome to bring a sack lunch to eat before or after their session at one of the on-site picnic tables. Students are invited to bring a Ziploc bag of soil from their home, school, or other special place to place on the Dove Mound. The programs on October 2nd and 3rd will be geared towards a high school adult level of understanding and maturity. These days will feature more in-depth programs that offer insights into the U.S. military experiences in World War II, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, and the Global War on Terror. Accompanying presentations on the nation's cultures involved in these wars will be included. A tour of the high ground won't be included on these days, and the program will not be a repeat of what these students may have received if they attended a prior Education Days event. Schools will need to pick up which day to attend. Both days will be a full day from 9:30 to 2. A lunch break is included from 11:30 to noon. The high ground will work with schools that need to arrive late or leave before the scheduled times. Teachers are welcome to contact Teresa at the high ground with questions if they would like to coordinate a lesson plan with the presentations that will be offered. For more information about Education Days, call Teresa at 715-743-4224 or send an email to museum@thehighground.org. The high ground is located in Neillsville. It's 27 minutes before 1 o'clock, 74 degrees in Richland Center. Today's vital statistics are next.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time, and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
We've all had that gut-wrenching feeling. You purchase something, then the price drops. That's why at WCCU Credit Union, we offer you a second chance to refinance. Rates on consumer loans have been dropping. If you bought a car, truck, boat, UTV, or camper within the last few years, bring it over to WCCU and let us refinance it. WCCU is offering gas cards up to $300 when you bring your loan to us. For more details, visit us today at wccu.coop or contact any of our WCCU offices. Gas card promotion does not apply to existing WCCU loans and is good through July 31st, 2025. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
It is a rainy Tuesday in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:35. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Gary T. Ingersoll, 72 of Muscadet, died Friday following a stroke and emergency surgery for a blood clot on the brain. A graveside service will be held Thursday at 2 at the Rock River Cemetery in Jefferson. Memorials may be made to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society Pet Adoption in Richland Center or the Iowa County Humane Society in Dodgeville. Gary Ingersoll is survived by his brother, Robert and Rose Ingersoll of Fort Atkinson, sisters Gail and Jim Southard Seeley of Alabama, Susan Zinn of Lake Mills, and Kathy Price of Virginia. Also many nieces, nephews, and cousins. Gary T. Ingersoll, 72 of Muscadet. Kenneth S. Kelbill, 89, of Bloom City, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be held Saturday at noon at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial with military rites will be in the Vernon Cemetery near West Lima. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Survivors of Kenneth Kelbill include his wife, Leona, three children, Lorna Winsek, Lisa Kelbill and Avon Hooker, and Ken and Wendy Kelbill, four grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, and a nephew. Kenneth S. Kelbill, 89, of Bloom City. Matthew J. Griffith, 37, of Muscadet, died last Tuesday as the result of a motorcycle accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 2 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. The family encourages people to wear Harley, fox racing, and fishing or hunting apparel. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to set up a trust fund for his three boys. Matthew Griffith is survived by three sons, Ryan Walker and Kyson Griffith, a brother, Christopher Griffith, girlfriend and mother to Walker and Kyson, Peyton Gunlock, mother of Ryan, Amanda Van Allen, aunts, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Matthew J. Griffith, 37, of Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Catherine Zhang and Mark Ritchie had a daughter, Estelle Ray, and Brianna and Hunter Fortney had a son, Hudson William.
Founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance understands the unique needs of Wisconsin's agriculture industry. Tony and Dana Doherty are committed to providing farm families with expert advice, personalized coverage, and fast claims service. As Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can trust Rural Mutual to keep your farm protected. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center for a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Kevin and Sherry Hauser, Bob and Heidi Shearer, Tim and Sarah Gander, and Gary and Karen Hardy. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hope your day is going well, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, the air quality alert has been expanded across the entire state of Wisconsin as that smoke aloft mixes down toward the surface. So if you have health issues like respiratory or heart trouble, definitely try to stay indoors and avoid any strenuous activity. Otherwise, we're also watching rain moving into the region, part of a cold front approaching. Probably have a few thunderstorms rumble out ahead of us in the warmer air over the south and east part of Wisconsin through the afternoon. And even a chance one or two may produce some gusty winds or hail. Rainfall totals should be fairly generous, widespread half-inch to one-inch amounts with some localized higher totals. Behind this system, some beautiful late spring, early summer weather coming up here for Wednesday and Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds and mild temperatures. Definitely plan on getting outdoors. There should be another weather system moving in late Thursday night and Friday to bring a pretty good chance of showers. Here's a forecast for the rest of today. Mainly cloudy with some occasional showers and a few thunderstorms. Temperatures reaching the 70s but falling back into the 60s once the rain picks up. South to southwest wind turning north-northwest 5 to 15. Tonight, periods of rain ending late, low 54. Tomorrow, the cloud cover gradually giving way to breaks of sun, high near 77, north wind 5 to 13. On Thursday, partly sunny, low 52, high about 78. Chance of a shower late Thursday night. Friday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely, possibly a thunderstorm. Low 56 with a high of 74. Saturday, patchy sun, chance of a few showers. Low 53, high 73. Sunday, partly sunny and nice. Look for a low at 54 with a high of 76. Chance of showers Sunday night. Monday, a slight chance of showers early, partly sunny and cooler, high 72. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
It's currently a rainy 71 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 87, our low this morning was 65. Our high so far today, 81. The record high for this date set in 1948 is 91. The record low, 36, was set in 1956. Last year's high was 78 with a low of 62. Sunset tonight will be at 8:36 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:23. Currently in Richland Center, we have west-northwest winds 4 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.76. Relative humidity is 89%, and we have received 3/100ths of an inch of rain. It's currently a rainy 71 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A tick bite that could end your livestock production days. Next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. The Lone Star tick in the central and eastern U.S. is a common transmitter of alpha-gal syndrome, an allergy to a carbohydrate found in animals like cows, pigs, and sheep. Kentucky farmer Sonia Bowes was diagnosed with AGS last year, but says she probably had it for years before that.
I ended up having to sell my animals because I was just having too many severe reactions to them.
Bowes says her symptoms were not severe, so
I was one of those people that had very mild symptoms for a very long time, and I kind of brushed it under the rug that it was something else, you know, migraines, GI issues, and then as I got bit by more ticks, my reactions progressively got worse and worse to the point where I was having cardiac symptoms every time I was around my cows.
Bowes says if these symptoms start with no obvious cause, it's time to get checked out.
Know what the signs and symptoms are and go get tested if you think that you're having issues and that it's okay to switch to something else if you need to. It was really hard to give up my cows, which is what my passion was, but it's necessary sometimes for your health just to take a step back and try something new.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit timslackauctionrealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Whole milk could be a step closer to going back to school. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The Senate Agriculture Committee is taking steps to end restrictions on whole and 2% milk in the National School Lunch Program. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley is a co-sponsor of the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, which would change current guidelines.
Whole and 2% milk are packed with flavor and critical nutrients.
If passed, the bill would allow schools to offer a variety of fluid milk, including flavored and unflavored organic and non-organic, whole, reduced fat, low-fat, fat-free, and lactose-free milk. During a call with reporters today, he said the government made a mistake when it removed those offerings.
Kids should have the opportunity to experience the full goodness of American dairy.
The bill would also exempt milk fat from being classified as saturated fat when assessing compliance with dietary guidelines. The Senate Ag Committee will hold a hearing on the bill later today. Attacks on the livestock industry aren't going away. Brownfield's Jared White has more.
Josh St. Peters, Executive Vice President of the Illinois Beef Association, says the recently concluded Illinois legislative session saw several anti-livestock proposals come forward, but ultimately be defeated.
You know, there's a handful of activist groups nationwide that, for a variety of political reasons, are very opposed to animal agriculture. They're individuals who tend to be radicals, fringe in their views and beliefs, but they like to make a lot of noise.
He tells Brownfield it's a story that plays out in legislatures across the country each year.
Folks are very quick to forge opinions that are uninformed and uneducated, and that want to drive an agenda without understanding all the work that goes into, all the care and consideration that goes into livestock production and beef production.
St. Peter says the attacks may continually educating lawmakers about the realities of livestock production more important than ever. From the Illinois Beef Association annual meeting in Springfield, I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
The CEO of the National Potato Council says splitting a farm bill isn't ideal, but
I think folks are making the best of a difficult situation that faces them.
Cam Quarles says,
what is also included in that reconciliation package and the timing of it, I think those are the big variables. We really don't know that.
He says the House Ag Committee has played the hand they were dealt with and were able to get some farm bill enhancements. The U.S. Senate will start its work on the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill Act this week. Farmers are busy spraying weeds as planting comes to an end. Mark Jackson grows corn and soybeans in southeast Iowa and tells Brownfield conditions for herbicide applications have not been ideal.
It's kind of been always a hurdle chasing, you know, the windy weather, especially when you got temperature spikes that we've been having where we've had the hot weather and then the cool weather.
He says abnormal heat in April pushed early weed growth. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
June is Dairy Month, so the folks at Burnham Lumber Company of Rui are offering some special deals for you, the dairy farmer. Save 6% on the full line of Miraco energy-free or energy-efficient waterers. Plus, get $65 to $125 in rebates on each qualifying Miraco waterer purchased. Choose from a variety of Mirafonts for cool, clean water, big spring models for large capacity use, or the little spring for versatility. June's also a great time to save on housing for your young stock. Take $100 off all portable hutches in stock bought during June Dairy Month. Save today at Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, your farm improvement headquarters since 1954.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet, and so is cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet again to start the day. There were just a few asking prices noted in parts of Texas at $226 live. Asking prices haven't been established in the rest of cattle country. Bids remain elusive. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until midweek or later. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, compared to 2 weeks ago, steer calves less than 650 pounds were steady to firm. 650 to 700 pound steers sold with a firm to higher undertone. Steers 825 to 857 pounds sold with a sharply higher undertone. Heifer calves 400 to 600 pounds were $5 to $12 higher. And heifer calves 600 to 650 pounds were firm to $5 higher. The USDA says demand was good to very good on a heavy supply. The offering of steers and heifers was high quality, and the market remains very active. Medium and large one feeder steers 551 to 591 pounds brought $379 to $400. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 552 to 587 pounds brought $340 to $372. Boxed beef was mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice was up 23 cents at $366.23. Select was 57 cents lower at $357.54. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Processors haven't been very aggressive in their procurement efforts to start the week. Prices and movement have been reflective of that. There's optimism in the industry that domestic demand will see a boost and some price support with the return of the summer grilling season. Global demand overall has been relatively strong, but China remains the wild card. The five-day rolling average for barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct was $97.79. It was $99.63 for the Iowa Minnesota and $100.22 for the Western Corn Belt. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were steady at $69, and pork values were lower at midday, down 27 cents at $106.48. Butts, picnics, hams, bellies, and loins were all lower. Ribs were higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Brownfield Ag News has a new podcast that focuses on the latest advancements and breakthroughs in the agricultural sector. This weekly podcast features interviews about cutting-edge technologies, practices, and research that are transforming farming and food production. Each episode delves into the latest developments in the field, offering insights into how new innovations are reshaping farming, improving efficiency, and addressing global challenges. The program aims to keep agricultural professionals, researchers, and enthusiasts informed about the rapidly evolving field of agriculture. By highlighting new technologies and practices, it helps listeners stay ahead of industry trends and make informed decisions about adopting innovations in their own work. The Innovations in Agriculture podcast is available in the Agra America podcast directory or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Soybeans are higher, cattle are lower, corn and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on Stein to provide you the best products, get you higher yields and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans are up today. 67% of the crop is good to excellent, with planting and emergence both ahead of average. Crush demand continues to be strong, with April's total the best for the month on record. July beans are up 8 at 10.41.5, with some additional help from a higher moving crude oil. August beans are 8 higher at 10.35.25. July soybean meal's up 40 cents at 294.30, and July soybean oil 62 points higher at 46.90. Corn's mixed, mostly firm. The crop rating improved 2% to 69% good to excellent, and planting is nearly complete. Forecasts do have mostly favorable development conditions on tap into mid-month. July corn's down a quarter at 438. September's up 2.5 at 423 and a quarter. And wheat's mostly lower, with the winter and spring wheat condition ratings both up on the week. There is rain in the near-term forecast for parts of the southern U.S. plains and for Europe. July Chicago is down 2.5 at 536.5. July Kansas City's 2.5 lower at 537.25. July Minneapolis wheat's down 7.75 at 619.5. Live and feeder cattle have turned lower on profit-taking, waiting for direct business to get underway. Asking prices are $2.26 live, nothing yet for dressed, and no bids are being reported. Box beef was mixed at midday. August live's down $1.42 at $209.57. October's $1.40 lower at $207.80. August feeders are down 92 cents at $300.85. And hogs are mixed. The questions about domestic and export demand. July lean's 25 lower at $104.72, and August is up 30 at $106.20. And over in the broader market, crude oil is trading just above $63.50 a barrel. John Perkins, Brownfield.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
How food fraud can impact consumers. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Intentionally deceiving consumers when it comes to claims about food is called food fraud. John Spink, director of the Food Fraud Prevention Academy, says there are two specific categories for food fraud.
One are physical acts. That could be dilution, substitution, concealment, where you put in something to deceive a test. So that's the physical products. The other side of that are things that are more misbranding, and that would fall under the misbranded food section of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetics Act. Those could be things like credence attributes, to say it's organic when it's not, to say they're Michigan blueberries when they're not, to say Italian olive oil when it's not, or some type of process along the way. And that could even be the weights as well for the branding. So you've got two sides of it. We personally stay away from more the marketing claims because there's a different type of debate when you say if something is healthy or natural.
Food fraud can pose significant risks to consumer health as well, including consumption of adulterated or counterfeit products. And when food fraud happens, it can damage a company's reputation and contribute to the erosion of consumer trust. For more information, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. GOP leaders pushing to pass the budget reconciliation measure before the July 4th break. The House passed that measure by just one vote. And some senators are not on board with the tax breaks or cuts to programs like Medicaid. President Trump now criticizing those members who may hold up the bill and working the phones. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House.
The president is doing that personal outreach with phone calls and in-person meetings that will continue likely over the next couple of weeks. He has set that July 4th deadline for the Senate to pass this, get it back to the House, have the House pass it, and then get it to the president's desk for his signature. That is a very ambitious timeline.